library. They're all here this morning. Anyway, we'll be talking to Brianna Fuentes in just a moment from the library here at WRJN, Hometown Radio, Refreshed.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Music in Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is weighing in on the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in favor of former President Donald Trump.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do.
It gives presidents absolute immunity for official acts in office, but not for unofficial ones.
I know I will respect the limits of the presidential powers I have for 3.5 years, but any president, including Donald Trump, will now be free to ignore the law.
It sends the former president's election interference case back to a lower court, which will have to decide which acts classify as unofficial. Mr. Trump's attorneys are also asking that the guilty verdict at his hush money trial be dismissed. CBS's Graham Cates.
He's already been convicted, so his lawyers first send a letter to the judge requesting to file this motion seeking to overturn the conviction.
Gas prices are up a few cents a gallon from a week ago, but the White House is hoping to bring drivers some relief this holiday week. Energy Department advisor Amos Hochstein says they're selling retailers 1 million barrels from the Northeast Supply Reserve.
Gasoline prices are still higher than the president wants them to be, but he's going to continue to look at different options like what he's doing today to bring those prices down.
The average for a gallon of regular is $3.50 nationwide. Hurricane Beryl, now a powerful Category 5 storm, is flattening islands in the southeastern Caribbean as it makes its way toward Jamaica, which could suffer a direct hit tomorrow. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says the system could also impact the western side of the panhandle.
We cannot rule out yet the possibility of direct U.S. impacts. That would be well into the end of this upcoming weekend, if not early next week. It would be a greatly diminished storm compared to what we are seeing right now.
Scientists are worried about gaps in tracking bird flu around the world. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The experts say problems in tracking bird flu may keep them several steps behind a new pandemic. Many scientists have been monitoring the spread of the virus in migratory birds since 2020. But now with the virus in dairy herds in the U.S., it could be closer to becoming transmissible between humans.
Border Patrol agents say they've arrested a woman from China at a lake in Vermont as she tried to cross the Canadian border on an inflatable kayak with 29 Eastern box turtles in her duffel bag. They say each had been individually wrapped in socks. The reptiles are worth $1,000 each on the Chinese black market. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Beach time today could be tricky. A beach hazard statement has been issued for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It warns of life-threatening waves and dangerous currents through tonight. Waves of 2 to 5 feet are expected, creating hazardous swimming conditions due to high waves and onshore winds. Although rainy, authorities are urging people to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. A seat needs to be filled in Kenosha County. County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas resigned from his 5th District seat yesterday. A release from the county doesn't give a reason. Those wanting to fill the role and that live in the 5th District have until July 22nd to submit an application. The person picked will serve through the spring election next year. Racine's waste management system is undergoing changes. Starting today, there's a new drop-off center opening on 21st Street behind TJ Maxx. The facility will handle bulky household waste, appliances, and electronics. They will accept cards and Apple Pay, but not cash. The Pearl Street facility's role is being reduced to yard waste collection only, with limited operating days. Sturtevant starts the fourth fun. The Racine County community will launch their fireworks tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County also has bombs bursting in air tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers played into extra innings, but still lost to the last place Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Milwaukee right-hander Bryce Wilson giving up 5 runs on 7 hits in just 4 innings, with 2 of them out of the park. The mile-high air at Coors Field seemed to favor the home team, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you can make the excuse of Coors Field all the time that the ball doesn't do the same thing, and maybe that's the case. I'm not sure, but obviously there's a lot of hard contacts, and we took the lead, and then we gave it back. So Billy's been great for us all year. Many times he's been really, really good. Today wouldn't have been one of his better ones. You know, I still believe in him, and it's a tough environment sometimes, but it's part of Major League Baseball. You got to be able to deal with it.
NBA free agency, the Bucks signing guard DeLon Wright, who's played for 8 different NBA teams, most recently the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat.
Whatever situation I go to will be good for me. With a full summer, you know, full training camp, I think it'll help me have a better season, a better understanding of what's out of me.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and tonight. Then things will start to clear out a bit as we head into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms, 75 tonight, 69 tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I loved 4th of July. You want a sparkler? No. At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block, then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it up, $48 one. People are like, back up, get behind the car. Get behind the car, get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window, hurry up. He's lighting off the $48 one, hurry up. What does he do? That's the thing, I don't know. Flint, Flint! It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit. A cop. What's going on here? Nothing. What's that, the $48 one?
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. She looked good.
Look good.
She looked fine.
Look fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
I was so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. together nearly every single day singing.
Manfred Mann, do what did it did it dum did it do. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. We're just rocking out to the music here. Brianna Fuentes is here from the Racine Public Library. What is your title there?
Interlibrary loan specialist.
Oh, you're the person who gets me all my movies from other places.
Yep.
Oh.
I find them and I bring them.
So we went on a road trip recently and my wife got a book, an audio book on her phone from the library. I still don't understand how that works. We've done it so many times. So in the car, on this 731-mile trip, we were listening to Seinfeldia, which is a book about Jerry Seinfeld's show. And she said, I only have it for... She got a Julie Chen book from the library, too, just now. Her latest, audiobook. But she said, I only have it for 7 days. So it's the same deal. You check it out, but you get it on your phone. I still don't understand how that works. I don't know why you can't keep it forever. You got it on your phone.
Yeah, you still have to borrow it.
I still don't understand how that works. And I said, what do you mean you got to return it? Well, they stop. It goes away after 7 days. I said, I don't get that. What do you mean it goes away? It's on your phone. And I don't understand it. She understands it. That's all that's important. All right, so Brianna's here. We're going to talk about a lot of things, including the first topic. This is the big one they wanted to get in. This is the one everybody should know. The library's closed on the 4th of July.
Yep.
Did we really need to announce that? We kind of thought it was going to be closed.
Yeah, I mean, we have to let people know or else they'll show up.
You think so?
Yeah. This happened before.
They just knock on the door on the 4th of July and say, hey, I thought you'd be open today. It's a national holiday.
Yeah, look through the glass and then like, hello?
I one day you were open at 10 o'clock. You weren't open at 9. I forget what day of the week it was. I think it was a Friday.
Yeah.
And I got there at 9 o'clock when I got off the radio, and I wanted to get in and pick up something. And I did that. I peered.
We were probably staring at you.
I peered in the window, and there were people walking around. They ignore me because I'm there before 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
You're a non-person.
Though we have the time right there in front of the window.
I just thought you guys opened at 9 o'clock. I didn't know there was a later date. Why is it open at a later date on Friday?
So we can get like meetings in, like all staff meetings.
Why don't you get your meetings in at 8 a.m.?
We do. But they take long.
Okay, so the library is closed on the 4th of July, but open on the 5th of July. A lot of people are going to call in sick and not come in. Is that the way it works?
I'm not coming in, so maybe.
See, that's people do that. They want to take the whole week off. And if it was up to them, they'd take the whole month of July off. All right, social services and phone support will not be available during the closure. See the full hours at racinelibrary.info/hours-location. In other words, just go to the library website.
Yeah, just go on there.
You'll find it. And the Techmobile, let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So we have the Techmobile coming out to the community on Tuesdays, Thursdays, July 9th through August 22nd.
Now, the Techmobile, and I know we've talked about this before, and I still don't get it. So the Techmobile is not like the bookmobile? Do you go in there to learn, or can you take things out, or how does that work?
You can do both. We have...
How big is this thing?
It's not that. It's like half the size of the bookmobile.
How do you fit people in there?
I mean...
Is it like a camper?
I guess. I mean, you can fit like 6 people in the back at a time, I think.
All right.
Yeah, we have 3D printers, laser engravers. You can even take like your computer, your laptop, I mean, your phone to get tech help. If you need help, we'll be able to help you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
See... My wife's phone's got a problem now. She's running out of space, so she moved all her photos to the iCloud, but it only increased the space by one little tiny, tiny bit. It did. So if she got all the photos off there to the iCloud...
It might be stored somewhere else.
Oh, on the phone?
Yeah.
How do you find that out?
I have no idea, but...
You go to the Techmobile.
Or you could go to the library. We also help there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have tech help all the time, basically. You can make an appointment.
Where is that in the library?
Second floor. In,
oh,
like,
you got to walk up the stairs?
We have elevators.
I know. I'm only kidding. Oh, no. You got to get help with your phone. You got to walk up the stairs. Are you kidding? I know. You got it. You know what I want to know about that elevator? There's a third button above the first. This is first floor, second floor. I want to know what that third button goes to.
It goes to just the roof, but you can't access it, I think. Yeah, you can't.
I thought it was like a penthouse suite or something where some important VIP lived up there, you know, with butlers and house staff and everything else. And, you know.
I wish.
I thought it was a secret floor. I wanted to push that button. Now, it doesn't have it's just a blank button.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go up there and see what's up there.
Yeah, there's nothing there. They were planning on making a third floor, but the foundation of the actual library building couldn't handle the weight of a third floor, so we couldn't do it.
First things first, let's get the button on the elevator. Then we'll worry about the foundation.
Yeah.
They got to get that button there first. All right, so that doesn't work. Okay, so we know that now. So the Techmobile is going to be out and about Tuesdays from 9 to 11 at North Beach at the Kids Cove Playground. That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You're built-in audience right there.
Yeah. We'll have our bubble machine going on. We have a bubble machine built in the back of the Techmobile.
Really?
Yeah.
And it shoots bubbles out?
Yeah, we have a bubble button in the Techmobile so we could turn it on and it'll just shoot out of the...
And you can see they're popping the bubbles in the back of you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little story. I used to walk my dog back there, my beagle. And, you know, beagles go where their nose tells them to go. That's just the way it is with them. And he used to walk in back of Kids Cove. There was a trail behind it. And he used to walk back there because that's where his nose took him, you know, behind the trail. And he used to walk back there and the kids were back there. Oh, look at the dog and everything. So after my dog died, passed away, I wanted to retrace, you know, just walk back there. I walked back there with him for 13 years. And then I thought it's going to be kind of creepy seeing an old man walking behind the Kids Cove. So I don't do it. You know, if you have a dog, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you don't have a dog, it looks creepy.
It looks even creepier.
So I'm not going to do it. Hey, we're talking to Brianna Fuentes from the Racine Public Library. We've got so much to talk about this morning, and we will. I'll stop with my dopey stories. And that's coming up 717 at WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day, showers and thunderstorms, highs near 74. It's cloudy now, some drizzle around the area, 66 degrees now at Radio Park.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new Lee's Deli Racine for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Ooma. What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's 720 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, and we have got Brianna Fuentes here from the library in charge of intergovernmental waterways. No, what is it?
Interlibrary loan.
Interlibrary loan. It was something with inter. I couldn't quite figure it out. We were talking about the Tech Mobile. We mentioned it's at the North Beach Kids Cove on Tuesdays from 9 to 11. What we did mention was Thursdays, noon to 2 in the parking lot of S.C. Johnson's Aquatic Center. That's on Ohio Street. That's right down the block here.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ohio Street's the next street over.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, you can walk down there.
Yeah. And
we moved your car to Ohio Street so you can go see it. All right, King Talk with NAMI Racine County is on Monday, July 8th. That's coming up 4:30 to 5:30. What's that about?
It's basically a really cool hangout and chat time for teens. They could talk about anything they want without being
judged.
Without being judged, basically.
Well, that's good. I don't remember ever doing anything dopey when I was a teenager or having my own lingo. I just don't remember it. I'm sure my parents could tell you stories if they were still around, but I don't remember doing that. Well, that's great. And that's on the second floor. Now, registration is required. How old do you have to be for that? Doesn't say. Just a teenager, I guess.
Huh? A teenager, I guess. 17 is the limit.
I was listening to some parent talk about our kids. He said, when they were toddlers, I can control them. When they're teenagers, I couldn't control them.
That's very true.
And you can't reason with a toddler, and you can almost not reason with a teenager either. Man, I'm just so lucky my teenage daughter at the time was not troublesome. I know I've heard that horror stories. Navigating unemployment insurance. This is coming up on Tuesday, July 9th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the second and third Tuesdays of each month from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and the fourth Tuesdays, 1 to 4 p.m. It's at Adult Services on the second floor. So this is people that recently unemployed, they got to get employment unemployment insurance, and you guys walk them through how to do it, huh?
I think UMOS, U-M-O-S.
Oh, they come over and help?
Yeah, they come in.
But they use your facility to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's great. Yeah. That's great. I like that. The LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin, and this is Tuesday, July 9th, 3 to 5 p.m. It's also a regular thing. All ages, no registration. If you have a question about your orientation or gender, you want affirming space to hang out and do homework or work on projects, need some pride stickers, then drop in and meet the staff of the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin. Well, that's great.
Yeah, and they also speak Spanish, too. So
now, I took 6 years of Spanish. I took 4 in high school, 2 in college, and all I can remember is albondigas and meatballs.
Oh, my God.
You figure something else would have stuck. Now, I can speak a little bit of it. I can understand it more.
So if I start speaking Spanish right now.
But you've got to speak slowly.
Really slow.
The way our teacher did it was, we had a radio station in New York that did, it was all Spanish, and they played the New York Mets in Spanish, the New York Mets baseball. She said, listen to that, and you'll get the hang of the game. Now, the players' names were all in English. I mean, it was what it was. And if you can count to 1, 2, and 3, you can make your way around the bases. But that's what we used to do. We used to listen to the Mets baseball game in Spanish, and it helped learn the language.
Because it was easier to understand.
Right, because you knew the game. Now you just had to, you know.
Yeah.
When they mentioned the player coming up to bat, you know, Jerry Grody, and Jerry Grody's name was in English, so we knew the catcher was up. So you knew the lineup. And it was kind of interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, but you figure I would have learned more.
Yeah.
I was learning two. I learned Hebrew and I learned Spanish at the same time.
Wow.
And it was, I kept them separate. But, you know, then I was forgetting my English.
Oh, no.
No. Well, that's great. That's great that that's offered from the library here. You wanted to hit on something there on your list there that I don't have on mine. What's that?
Experience passes. We have experience passes to check out. We have about 3 passes, 1 pass per family, and these get you access to the Mitchell Park Domes in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, you've done free passes before, and it was for the park system.
Mm-hmm.
You used to be able to go to the parks, and we normally have to pay a fee. You were able to get the park passes
there.
The
state parks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the Bong Recreation Center was one of them. Bong Park in wherever, Kenosha or down in, I forget where it is. But the Bong National Park, and you were able to get passes for that. So now these passes are for the
Mitchell Park Domes in Milwaukee.
They are. I've been there. When I first moved to Milwaukee, we went there. And we went to the Christmas show because one of the domes was a Christmas dome.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. They have 2 domes that are the same all year long. Then one dome changes with the seasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a specialty one.
Yeah.
And so these will get you in, huh?
Yeah. So,
is it first come, first serve?
It's basically you check them out. It's like a pass that you check out and you have to put a hold on it. They're already checked out. People already know about it.
You got to return them?
Yeah. I think you can have them.
Or is it like that audio book? All of a sudden you
basically,
get cut off.
Yep. It's basically like a book.
Oh, that is just great. I never knew about that.
Yeah.
I knew about the park one.
Yeah, you could use it also for the holiday shows and for the train, I think.
Okay.
I think they have a holiday train or something. I don't know.
Well, this one you're going to have to help me with here.
Yeah.
The Tandem Language Exchange, English and Spanish. What's that about?
Oh, Tandem. I've never...
You're not part of that one?
I don't know much about it, but all I know is that you could practice English and Spanish with other people.
If the word albondigas is in there, I'm in great shape, as long as they're talking about meatballs.
Oh, meatballs.
How do I remember albondigas? I mean, I could, y tú, like if you're...
Y tú, yeah.
Hablo español, hablo English.
You sound a little Italian there.
Yeah, a little Italian, moved in with that. Italian. The funny thing is, we had a Spanish teacher, and when the teachers were on strike, we were out for like 6 weeks. She still had lessons at her house. We used to meet in her basement because she wanted us to still
stay on top of it.
We were not allowed to speak English in her house. That was the rule. So we all went for our classes at her house. No English. I mean, you had to speak Spanish if you wanted something. And she used to have, do you want treats from the kitchen? You better talk about it.
Oh.
Unless they had meatballs, I didn't eat. But she was very good. Miss Costa. It's funny you remember names.
Costa.
Miss Costa.
Yep.
And she, no English was allowed in her house.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know you could go to teachers' houses like that.
Well, we didn't have a choice. The teachers were on strike.
Oh.
And the school was closed while they were on strike. And they were on strike for 6 weeks. So, and it was coming up my senior year. And we had to take Regents exams to get into college. But they didn't give them because the teachers were on strike, so we missed them. So some of the teachers had classes at their house.
Wow.
Just so we wouldn't miss them.
That's nice.
And Miss Costa was one of them.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. I thought I was getting away, with an extra vacation.
No,
it didn't work.
She had other plans.
Yeah, she did. All right, so we can practice English and Spanish with fellow language learners. Tandem language learning is an approach that pairs learners who are fluent in each other's target languages and are at similar levels in learning. The pairs take turns speaking to each other in each language. Pairing may vary depending on the number of participants fluent in each language. This program is facilitated by the Wadowitz PTA. Then there's a whole bunch of Spanish there I can't read. I can't. It's all in Spanish from here on in.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the gist of it. I mean, I know con is with, and I know estudiantes, and what's idiomas? That sounds like
languages.
Oh, okay. I thought they were talking about me. Idiomas. Wait a second. What is that? Are they talking about me? All right. So that's good. That's good. And coming, we got a whole bunch of new programs we're going to talk about as well. This is great stuff here. And I want to find out before we leave today, your particular job, how you go about, getting this material back and forth between libraries. One of my stuff came from a Lake Geneva library. So somebody had to schlep out there and go get it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the guy was like, it's Rosen again. What's another DVD from Lake Geneva?
Yeah, we have a what is it called? A delivery van that goes out and they...
I understand on a nice, beautiful day, but when it gets wintertime...
Oh, they go. They go through and they deliver it. Let me tell you.
I know they do.
It's there.
I've been the recipient of that. Well, that's great. Brianna Fuentes is here from the Racine Public Library. We've got more coming up for you. Looks like a cloudy day. Showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs near 74. Right at cloudy at 66 at Radio Parts. It's exactly 7:30.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Beach time today could be tricky. A beach hazard statement has been issued for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It warns of life-threatening waves and dangerous currents through tonight. Waves of 2 to 5 feet are expected, creating hazardous swimming conditions due to high waves and onshore winds. Although rainy, authorities are urging people to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. A seat needs to be filled in Kenosha County. County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas resigned from his 5th District seat yesterday. A release from the county doesn't give a reason. Those wanting to fill the role and that live in the 5th District have until July 22nd to submit an application. The person picked will serve through the spring election next year. Racine's waste management system is undergoing changes. Starting today, there's a new drop-off center opening on 21st Street behind TJ Maxx. The facility will handle bulky household waste, appliances, and electronics. They will accept cards and Apple Pay, but not cash. The Pearl Street facility's role is being reduced to yard waste collection only, with limited operating days. Sturtevant starts the fourth fun. The Racine County community will launch their fireworks tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County also has bombs bursting in air tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Corn and soybean markets on a Tuesday morning still trying to come back after Friday's big acreage report. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, a lot of traders say those big numbers spooked the market all the way around, including Betty Resnick. She is an ag economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She reminds everybody that the surveys for this particular report were done well before a lot of the flooding occurred in the upper Midwest.
The surveys for this report were all done on the first half of June, which was before that flooding really set in. In addition, those acres still got planted. What we will see is likely a lower percentage of corn and soybeans harvested this year as compared to normal. And we'll have to kind of wait and see on how many acres are impacted in Minnesota and Iowa and South Dakota.
Betty Resnick, ag economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She says now the market is going to have to wait until July 12th. That's when the next World Ag Supply Demand Report is released. Markets in overnight electronic trade so far, corn and soybeans, at least right now, trading positive. I've got numbers next.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Monday, the barrel cheese dropped 2¾ cents to 1.85 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese down a penny at $1.90. Double A butter, though, up another penny and a quarter at 3.13¾ per pound. This morning, December new crop corn is up a penny, 4.21. November new crop beans up a nickel, 11.16. The September wheat down 4 right now at 5.86. Currently, the August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese unchanged at 20.07. September closed 12 cents stronger, 20.34 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Tuesday trade session. Remember, if something's happening in your backyard that we should know about, use our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276. I'm Pam Yonke.
WRJN Weather.
scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and tonight. Then things will start to clear out a bit as we head into tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms, 75 tonight, 69 tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's so weird to be places where summer is the enemy. I was like, in the Southwest, they talk about summer like it's an ex-lover they never want to see again.
We gotta get out of here before summer gets here. Last year, I couldn't leave my house when summer was here.
You ever notice the further north you go, the more obsessed people are with summer? Like, in February, I was in Bangor, Maine, and everyone was talking about summer. Everyone I met, they're like, you gotta come back during summer, you gotta come back. Which is a strange way to greet someone. Hi, how are you? Come back later. And it was everyone. You gotta come back during summer. You gotta, yeah, but I'm here now. Just make sure you come back. I didn't want to come the first time. But I love how northern cities sell summer. They're like, summer here is unbelievable. It's perfect. For 1/12 of the year, it's ideal. Otherwise, it's a tundra filled with alcoholism and depression. But for those 13 odd days, it's worth it.
News and timeless hits for you at WRJN. Don't forget, we got the Brewers. They are out in Colorado to play the Rockies tonight, 7:05 here on WRJN. That's game time. 7:39 here on your, what is today? Today's Tuesday, July 2nd. What are you doing July 4th, by the way, Brianna?
Camping.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Where do you go camping?
Wolf something. I don't know.
Well, you better learn because you're going to be out there with the bugs and the wild animals and everything.
And the bears.
Is it in Wisconsin?
Yes.
But you don't know where?
No. I just...
You know, Jim Gaffigan said he hates camping. He said, too many bugs. And he said, if it was so nice out there, why are the bugs all trying to get into my house?
We're trying to get at you.
We just went on a road trip to the other side of the state, the Mississippi River Road. And part of it's in Iowa, part in Minnesota, and part in Wisconsin. So we get on these tall bluffs in Wisconsin overlooking three states. It was just a beautiful view. But the bugs, the gnats were like everywhere. And they were all over me. And I don't do well with bugs. I get very crampy. If you think I'm crabby now, you should see me when I got bugs all over me. Excuse me. But they didn't bother my wife at all. And my brother and his wife were just gnats were all. I said, why are they bothering you? Well, I have this Avon oil I put on. Well, thanks for keeping it a deep, dark secret. So I couldn't put any on me. And they were everywhere. They were on my eye, my glasses walking around. And, you know, it was humid outside and, you know, bugs are there. I mean, what am I going to tell you? So when you go out in the woods, you're going out in the woods?
Yeah, camping.
With bugs and everything,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. In the woods, trees, grass.
Bugs.
Dirt.
And bugs. And wild animals. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks.
That's a far cry from the public library, I'll tell you that. Let's talk about your job at the library before we get to some other stuff here. So you're in charge of making sure all the stuff goes from one library to the other if people need a book or need DVD or whatever they need. So beside DVDs and maybe CDs and books, what else do you exchange between libraries? Anything else?
Vinyls.
The vinyl records?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a vinyl record story for you real quick. In 1968, I took out Bye Bye Birdie from the public library where I was, where I grew up. And I never returned it for some reason. And they never asked for it for some reason. Yeah, I forgot about it. I still have it from 1968 in my house. So several years ago, I called the library and when I was moving into the house, I am 17 years ago. And I said, I got the record. Oh, we don't, records are nothing anymore. Don't worry about it. Just keep it. Here we are in 2024 and vinyl's back.
Yep.
Now they probably say, give it back.
They want it.
Now, you know what I say? Come get it if you want it. I ain't shipping it back to you. But yeah, so I still have it with the original due date library card in it. The date I had to return it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. Now I was a young munchkin at the time. And so I have an excuse. But I called them. They didn't want it back. But vinyl's big now. You got it in the library, huh?
We have a whole bunch of them.
So that's exchange. Video games, exchange those? You have video games at the library?
We do, but I don't think we exchange video games. It's too much of a risk. If you know what I mean.
What is that? No, I don't know what you mean.
It's just video games cost a lot. And so if they get lost and they don't come back, just like we don't exchange like textbooks and stuff.
Oh.
Because they're expensive to replace.
Oh, yep. So you mean there were some naughty people who don't return stuff at the library?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Can you believe that?
So one day we had a show here called Sunday Brunch on Broadway years ago. So I took out these three Broadway shows that I didn't have in a library. I took them out. And we played them on the air, and then I was returning them, and I had a garage at the time. I was living in a condo, and I put them on the roof of the car while I was carrying some other stuff in. I forgot about them.
Oh.
And who knows what happened to them. So I said to them, listen, I'm going to go buy you brand new copies of these. You don't have to go through the bother. We just have to stick a label on it. And I went out and bought three new copies at the store, and I brought them in. They obviously fell off the roof of my car. But I don't know where to this day. And it was so many years, 17, 18 years ago.
Wow.
But, yeah, so I had to, make good on it. And I went there like, please don't yell at me.
Oh,
I
love,
I don't have the CDs. Please don't yell in front of all these kids. Yeah, so.
That's what happened with me. I had a book that I borrowed from a library. I worked there, obviously. And my bunny, she bit pages off and tore it up.
Oh, my dog chewed it up.
This is the
variation of my dog ate my homework. My bunny chewed it up.
Yeah, and I was new working at the library when that happened. So, yeah, I bought a new book and to replace it.
Oh, that's a good variation of my dog ate my homework.
Right? My bunny ate
did
my
it,
book.
Did it work?
I mean,
did they believe you?
Yeah, but I still had to pay for it.
On your permanent record at the library.
Yep.
Brianna lied about the book. Is that a rabbit ate it? Yeah, right. All right. You still had to pay for it, though.
Yep, I did.
And you're still paying to this day. It's, 20 cents deducted out of your paycheck?
Basically.
Every week for the rest of your life? All right. We talked about Career Help Pop-Up with the Equus Workforce Solutions. This happens on the second Wednesday and Fridays of each month. Adult services. And it helps you hunt for jobs, basically. Yeah. They assist with job hunts, skill training and education, finding new connections and opportunities, transportation assistance, and much more. That's kind of nice.
That's very cool.
So if somebody's out of work and they're just lost, and I understand how that can be, you know, being in radio, we go from station to station all our lives. So I understand how that works.
Yeah.
And it helps when somebody gets you ready for that job. And you know what? Once you get the job, you're on your way.
Yep.
Well, that's great. We also have childhood development screening and activities. This happens at the Martin Room. Where's that?
First floor? Youth Services. Yep, first floor on the bottom.
Meet with a licensed therapist to discuss any questions you have about your child's development through a series of fun activities and parental interview. They let you know if your child is meeting the right milestones for their age and give you advice on how to advance your child's developmental skills. Oh, my mother should have used this with me and my brother. This would have worked out really well. That would have fixed a lot of problems later in life. Yeah. Well, that's nice you offer all this stuff.
Yeah, I know. That's my first time hearing that.
Yeah. A lot of people just think the public library is nothing but books and dusty old books, and it's not. They have dusty old books there, but it's a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
My wife took a book out. She wasn't allowed to take the book originally because it was such in poor condition and had to stay at the library. But you got another copy of it from, I think, Burlington or somebody out there somewhere. Got a better copy. It was the history of Racine, the city of Racine, up until 1975 when it was published. And she took it home and we read it. Wow. I mean, there were homes on my block that have so much history in them.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I never knew this. So there's so many great books. You can go to the library and look up stuff and find out something. I think it was at the library. We looked at some old phone books you had. We had put on white gloves. It was one of the, I think it was one of the rooms at the library. And we were able to look through the old phone books. I think it was a library. Something told me it was the History Museum on Main Street, but I don't think so. I think it was a library. And you were able to look through old phone books from the early 1900s when phones first came along. And back then, you actually had the person who had that phone number listed his job, his occupation. And I found out that the guy who lived in my house was a Lake Michigan sea captain.
What?
He lived on the street in back of us. Then when the land became available, he built the house I live in today. And I figured, Lake Michigan sea captain, maybe he buried his treasure somewhere in the house. He died and didn't tell anybody about it. So we had a wall replaced, and I go with a flashlight looking down, and didn't find any. But maybe there's a gold doubloon laying in the wall or something like that. But I think that's at the library.
Yeah,
You have a as a matter of fact, I'm almost 100% sure. It's in the back of the library, and it's one of these rooms that you got to wear white gloves when you handle the books.
I mean, we have a history room.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, we have several old things in that room.
I know.
Ancient.
I know, including me when I was back there. But yeah, so, I mean, you have that kind of stuff where you can look up historical records about your own house.
Newspapers, microfilm.
Yeah. And you got, and the reason you wear the white gloves, you got oil on your fingers and your hands, and you got dirt and all sorts of things. You got to keep this thing pristine because they're old and they're coming apart. So you got to be careful how you turn the pages. But if you want to find out about your house and you think you have an old house, you can look it up.
Yeah.
And find out.
Even about your family. You have ancestry.com, I think. You can access through the library.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Our historian and librarian, she also helps with that too if you need help.
Wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. So you can look it up. Does it cost you anything?
No, it's free.
Oh, maybe I don't want to find out about my history.
Uh-oh.
Maybe Jack the Ripper was part of my... maybe I don't want to find out. Brianna Fuentes is here, and we're talking about the Racine Public Library this morning at 7:48 at WRJN. We've got some cloudy weather on tap today. Chance showers and thunder bumpers for the high near 74. Right now, cloudy and 66 degrees right here at Radio Park with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
seeking the perfect spot to unwind, Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet. Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bottle. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Tremolos, here comes my baby, 753 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And right now we're talking about the Racine Public Library. Brianna Fuentes is here from the library. And I wanted to talk about some of the weird things you have at the library that people may check out. You know all the other stuff they check out. You know, people take out novels, they take out movies, they take out all that kind of stuff. But there are some weird books you have there.
Yeah.
A serial killer's cookbook.
Yeah.
What the heck? Who put that out? Would you go to your publisher and say, oh, I got this great idea for a book. It's going to be a million seller. The Serial Killer's Cookbook. Everybody's going to want that on their shelf. Okay, so what is that?
So it's basically a cookbook of the Death Row's infamous, what is it, last meals? So like what they ate and like how to make it. So like Ted Bundy, John Wayne Gacy.
What they had? Oh, I got to get that book out. You know, if they told me, Mr. Rosen, you only have 6 hours to live. What do you want to eat? You know, if I know something's wrong on my phone and my phone's not working, I have no appetite because I've got to worry about fixing my phone. Or if there's some charge on my charge card I'm not familiar with, I can't eat. I can't imagine being hungry knowing I've got 6 hours to live. You know, my stomach is growling. Well, we're going to put an end to that, Mr. Rosen, in just 6 hours. But what do you want in the meantime? I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Being that hungry, where, I don't know, how about a bucket of chicken, fried chicken, mashed potato, corn on the cob. I want that too. How could I be hungry?
When you're a psycho killer, like, your brain doesn't work the same.
I know, but you're going to be, I can't imagine that. All right. So what else you got? You got any other books there?
No, I don't know if we have, not from the top of my head.
You know, I watch Dateline a lot. And this is all about murderers and so forth. 2020 on ABC used to be a show about interesting things. Now it's all true crime. That's all they cover. Now Dateline is all true crime. And these people always catch him because they go to their computer and they looked up how to get away with murder, how to cover up my tracks when I murder somebody. And they go, why would you be looking that up if you didn't kill your wife or your spouse or whatever?
Right.
But they always do that. So I wonder if you can go to the library and say, listen, I'm looking for a book. I just murdered a friend of mine, and I'm looking how to get rid of the evidence. Do you have any books like that where it can tell me how to cover up the evidence? Do you have any? And you say, oh, yes, we have a whole variety of books, but I got to get it from the Burlington Library. We don't have that here. I can have it to you in 2 days. Got to have it now. The body's in the trunk. You got to know now. I can't wait. Can I pick it up at the library myself?
We honestly might have that book, to be honest. I don't know.
Oh, man. Next time I go to the library, I got to see if you have it. But then, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a crime, and they're going to say, has anybody in your library been looking for books like this? Yes, we know a guy. Donald Rosen checked out some books just recently. Where does he live? Well, I can tell you where he works.
Yeah, we have a whole section full of true crime books. We even have a book of, like, serial killers in Wisconsin or, like, even about the mob and, like, different things. I've checked out several books from there. It's really cool.
In my hometown where I lived, one of the biggest mobsters of all time lived there. And he died there, too, in my town. Carlo Gambino from the Gambino crime family. This was the character Marlon Brando portrayed in The Godfather, Carlo Gambino. Mm. And he lived just about a half a mile from my house.
Wow.
Right now, we have a serial killer from my town where I grew up. I can't pronounce his name. But he's currently in the news a lot. I mean, you see it on ABC World News. 2020 did a whole piece on him just recently. He's called the Gilgo Beach Serial Killer. Now, if you look that up, Gilgo Beach Serial Killer, you'll see his name. Gilgo is G-I-L-G-O. Gilgo Beach Serial Killer. And I used to pass his house. Now, he's younger than I am, but I used to pass his house on the way to school. That's him.
Oh.
What's his name?
Rex... Herman?
Yeah, Herman. There's something like Herman. Yeah,
Herman.
Now, he's from Massapequa, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to pass his house on the way to middle school every day when I went to junior high. Now, he was a lot younger than me.
Wow.
But on 2020, they showed him in a high school picture, and there was one of my teachers from high school standing next to him in the picture. Now, he's a serial killer.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Wow, he's killed several people.
Well, look, what's his name? From Milwaukee.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
When I worked downtown at 7th and Wisconsin on the radio station there, he was on 19th Street, just right up the block. And he used to pick up some of his people at the pallet shop, which was an art store. And we needed supplies from there. So we used to go to the pallet shop downtown Milwaukee. That's where he picked up a lot of his victims. So you're closer to a serial killer than you think. Isn't that weird?
How many times, I've seen something on the internet, how many times have we passed like a murderer or like on the road? That's what I think.
On the road, you probably walk past them
or even
somewhere.
At the library. I'm like, how many people have I helped? And it's a murderer.
I know, you don't know.
I don't.
Until you turn on Dateline.
And you're like, wait a minute, he looks familiar.
How did we get on this topic? There's so much to do with the public library and just, I don't know how we got on this topic. July 4th, you guys are closed, but you're open for business July 5th.
Yep, Friday.
As normal. Okay. The Tech Mobile is going to be out this summer by Kids Cove.
Yep, and the Aquatic Center on Ohio Street.
Yeah, the Johnson Wax, Jesse Johnson Aquatic Center on Ohio Street. Check the library website for times and everything. And the bookmobile's out everywhere.
Yep, everywhere.
Well, that's great. I love the public. I'm there all the time. I'm your biggest customer. And my wife sits there getting the audiobooks off there all the time.
On our app, Hoopla.
Yeah. What's the name of the app?
Hoopla.
Hoopla?
Hoopla.
How did I not know that? Okay.